Economics Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We're starting the second hour of the show. Corey and I are chatting right now with David Morgan. David hasn't been on the show for a long time. That hasn't been our choice or his choice. It's just probably kind of been an out of sight, out of mind type situation. I've known Dave for probably a dozen years. He is a very good person in terms of someone who is very aware, a large amount of acumen in the precious metals sector. David really fits that bill. David actually introduced me to silver. It's been longer than 12 years, man. It's probably been 14 years. I remember you suggested that I buy silver when it was down around $3. We were both speaking at a conference over in Post Falls, Idaho, the Silver Summit. I didn't. I waited until 14, and, you know, at least I'm on it then because I'm still doing okay. Dave, you called earlier in the week, and we were chatting a little bit about the segment that Corey and I did with Bob Moriarty on the show last week when we were discussing the quote-unquote cultish nature of a portion of the precious metals market, and you had some comments from your listeners on that. Bob really believes that, I don't know if it's correct to say, the entire market is kind of comprised of a cult, but he said certainly there's no question a certain portion of it is. Dave, what are your comments on that?
Well, a couple things. One, before I get started on comment, I'd like to set the record for everybody. One, Bob said that he called the top in the silver market around the $48 level. I did as well. That's on the public record. And it's also, you know, in our database for the members only portion of the website. So I, too, thought that the market was getting overheated. And a lot of people, Bob Moriarty not being one of them, but one in our industry, in the newsletter, report writing, research industry, were telling me, don't do it. You know, you are going to look like a fool because silver's going to 100. And if you call the top, you know, here, you're going to have egg all over your face. Well, I do my own work. I'm independent thinker, and I said the top is now, and I got within a couple of days of the exact top, and before it topped, of course, which is the most important thing, is to sell the strength. So that's point number one before I comment. Point number two is I wrote something about the exuberance of silver investors in general, and I remember Bob Moriarty commented and agreed with me. And I don't remember the comment of Bob exactly, and I don't remember exactly what I wrote, but it had to do with something about, you know, being in this part of the industry and the subset of the precious metals being silver, you know, much smaller market. It seems that the exuberance of silver investors exceeds that of gold investors. And I made something about emotional attachment or emotions surrounding silver investors. Generally speaking, when you speak with a broad brush, you're always going to be in error because there'll be examples that are outside of that. And Bob agreed with it. So, having said all that, yeah, I think there's some merit in what Bob said. I mean, and I've had some time to think about this. I mean, what is the biggest issue for me is that if you have a precious metal standard, particularly a bimetallic standard, we have both gold and silver, and there isn't a fixed ratio between them, which really hasn't been tried. It has in earlier times, but not in more modern times. You've got an honest money standard. I mean, my basic mission statement, and I don't know what Bob's is, and maybe he has one, maybe he doesn't, but mine is very clear, and that's to teach and empower people to understand the benefits of an honest financial system. So my mission statement doesn't have gold or silver in the mission statement. It's more about honesty and transparency throughout the marketplace to make it strong and make it equitable for all parties involved, and it's become anything but. So back to the point, and that is that a gold or silver standard or both have the basis of history behind them showing that that's the safest and best way for people to transact. And so when it's in that modality, is it a cult? No, not even close. It's only a cult when it's usurped by the paper pushers and the elitists that put us in a system that really is dishonest. And then it becomes a cult to stand up and scream for honest money. So, you know, it reminds me of the George Orwell quote that's one of my favorites, which is, to speak the truth in times of universal deceit as a revolutionary act. So if that makes me a cultist, so be it. But, you know, I want what I, you know, my mission is what it is, and I'm not changing it. And that's not a slight on Bob or otherwise. I mean, really, I tend to agree with them. I mean, it looks cultish, it acts cultish at times, and certainly it's a small subset, especially silver. I mean, I listened to the interview, and, you know, you're questioning Bob something about gold, and Bob just, you know, kind of went strongly that, you know, if we can talk about, you know, a market, let's talk about the silver market. I mean, and he's right. I mean, it's a very, very small market. And you get some very extreme views in it. Last thing I'll say before I'll hand it back to you, Al, is that, you know, I've never advocated it. Everyone or anyone put all their money in silver, all their money in gold and that kind of thing. So, geez, you know, do you? And the answer is no, I don't. I certainly put in more than the 20% that I recommend, and 10% in most cases is sufficient. But the point is that, you know, everyone should own a little is impossible. I made a video about that. But I'll hand it back to you, Al. That's basically what I wanted to say. It's publicly, I've acknowledged Bob Moriarty more than once, and I'll do it on your show in another minute. And you know, there have been a couple of times when Bob and I have been on the same mining project. My business model is far different than his. And it behooves me to be able to get early on some of these projects and write them up. And I've asked Bob twice, would he defer his write-up to get mine out to my paid members? And he did so in both cases. So, you know, touche to Bob. I mean, Bob has treated me well. I have very little negative to say. Bob's views and mine don't agree all the time. But certainly, you know, there's a subset of the metals market, the silver market, that certainly seems to be more extreme. I'll agree with that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you this, and I'm going to turn it over to Corey. But to, long story short, Bob is a very interesting guy. He's a very bright guy. He's one of my better friends, as you are, Dave. And I got to tell you, I got all the time in the world for the guy, as I have all the time for you. Corey, I know you had a question, bud.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to touch on the whole fact that this combining or at least grouping gold and silver bulls into saying that they're a cult really I don't think is fair, because I think in every market you have these bulls that don't want to hear the other side of the story, and they don't want to listen to when people say, level-headed people for that matter, say, you know what, it looks a little bit overbought, you should maybe get out and diversify out of this. So I think that right now, just because gold and silver are getting beat up, and because the mainstream media doesn't want to hear about how poorly run our financial system is, that people are more willing to group these gold and silver bulls and hardcore bulls into a cult mentality when, as I said, I think there's this mentality in every market, especially the conventional markets. David, your comments on this?
Well said. I mean, you know, again, my point is it a cult when it's an honest money system and everybody benefits, or at least it's a fair playing field? I mean, that's the point I want to, you know, I'm working toward. And certainly it isn't a cult then. It only becomes a cult, as I said, in my view, when, you know, you stand up. And, you know, my negative side is that people that are permabulls, I mean, all markets go up and down. That's why I trade and invest, because the markets can get overbought at certain times. And I've made all three calls for the top so far, the 840, the 21, and the 48. I haven't called the bottoms as accurately, although I've been close on all of them. You know, so, yeah, I think a level-headed adult approach to all the markets. But I think you said an excellent point, Corey. That's well said, and I agree. It isn't just the gold and silver markets. It's all markets. I mean, look at the real estate bugs. I had a lot of people tell me, we're wrong. You know, real estate only goes up. I'm going, well, we'll see. You know, I was calling the top about the same time as Mike Maloney, and we were both correct. Real estate goes down as well as all the markets.
Boy, there's the understatement of the month, no question about that. But having said that, there are a certain group of people, and I have been in that group in the past. I'm not there anymore. But, you know, I started reading Jerome Smith when I was just a kid in grade school, you know, and I became a real silver bull. And I don't know why. I mean, you know, when you're in the sixth grade or what have you, there's not a lot of reason for some of the stuff that you do. But the silver market really attracted me, and it still attracts me. But I also pride myself on one thing, same thing you pride yourself on, David, Corey, the same thing you pride yourself on, and that is purely and simply, you know, it's all about common sense. When you let emotions, irrational thinking, get into your investment decisions, one simple thing is going to happen, and you know what that is? You're going to lose. You're not going to lose all the time, but you're going to lose because you have to be A, well-informed, and B, level-headed. Stick around.
Free free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, David Morgan is really, really an interesting guy. I got to tell you, I consider him to be a good friend, and I really respect his opinion and his knowledge when it comes to precious metals. Somebody else who I have a lot of time for, and I know you do also, Corey, is Wendell Zerbe. Wendell is the president of Exeter Resources. Exeter this past week came out with a major press release, a very positive press release, and we want to talk about that with Wendell real quick. And the reason we want to do that in this particular venue is because I know that an awful lot of our listeners own shares in Exeter Resources. Basically, the press release that came out earlier in the week, Wendell, had to do with a new preliminary economic assessment for Caspiche, which is in northern Chile. We have visited the Caspiche project. Very impressive. It's in a very positive area, very high in the mountains, but that's certainly not going to stop anything in terms of exploration, development, and subsequently production. Having said that, if you could describe why this press release is so important.
I guess the key thing is to go back a few years. You know, Caspiche was discovered by Exeter back 2007. It's an enormous deposit. It's one of the largest gold, copper, porphyry systems in the world. And, you know, when it was first discovered, it was always looked at as that very large, lower-grade gold, copper deposit. And the trend over the years has been to develop these assets in a very, very large way. So back in 2012, the company completed what was then a pre-feasibility study looking at mining Caspiche on a very large scale. With that large scale, of course, comes very large capital. And in today's environment, the interest in very large CapEx-initiated projects is very low. And part of that comes into the fact that, you know, some of the major mining companies have had trouble putting these big assets into production. So the study that we completed and released on May 6th really is a study that's looking at mining Caspiche, but mining it in a staged approach and starting out mining it, looking at the gold-only oxide zone that sits right on surface. This is about 1.7 million ounces of gold. It's very easy to mine. It's quite easy to process. And what that allows the company to do is to show that we could push forward on initially mining this significant gold oxide zone. And then in a staged approach, what we've done in this preliminary economic assessment is looked at two other options to continue to mine and eventually mine on quite a large scale. So the big benefits to Exeter shareholders really is that the Caspiche asset has great optionality. And in today's environment where a large scale mining of projects with very large capex that's not in favor, we can go and actually look at mining this in different ways and in ways that are quite favorable in today's environment. We also think that this staged approach to potentially mining at Caspiche is a new trend that the major mining companies will take. And maybe I'll just give a little bit of an example of the significance of these options that we've looked at. The first one that I mentioned is that gold-only zone that sits on surface. In that, the initial capex is quite small. It's about $210 million, and then there's contingencies on top of that. But that would produce a mine life of 10 years and about 122,000 ounces of gold equivalent per year. That's a very significant oxide operation, and if you look at comparables on the street, that to me looks like one of the better ones that are either in production or pushing towards production. But then what we do is we look at mining that oxide-only zone and then extending the life into our gold-copper sulfide zone. That's the zone that sits at depth below this gold zone. And again, where we're quite lucky is that Caspiche has a higher grade core. It's got a core of gold and copper that's higher grade than the low grade material that sits, making this a very big deposit. So our second option looks at extending this open pit into this gold copper zone. And then our third option looks at mining the oxide zone and then underground mining in this very higher grade core of gold copper mineralization. Just as an example of value, if you look at just that oxide zone on a net present value 5% discount on a pre-tax basis, it's about $355 million in value. When you go to our second option, it's just under $1 billion NPV 5%. And when you go to our third option, it produces a valuation of about $1.6 billion NPV 5% pre-tax. This is using $1,300 gold $20 silver and $3 copper in that analysis. So with that, we really show that this particular asset has great value on an initial framed project and great value as you delve into these to the staged mining projects. Just one note, the staged mining projects are also of great interest in today's environment, because what you do is you use cash flow from the initial operation, and it helps fund some of the additional capex that's required in these projects. And again, I think I mentioned that I'll mention it again. Our third option mines for 42 years. There's not many assets in the world that you can get a mine life of 42 years, and it produces about 344,000 ounces gold equivalent a year. So it is quite a phenomenal gold copper asset. So what's also really significant about this new PEA and the different options that we've looked at, these different options also use significantly less water than the very large open pit scenario that I mentioned at the beginning here. Original water requirements were about 1,000 liters per second of water. For that oxide-only gold zone, we only need 44 liters a second. And the most we would need for the other two options is about 185 liters per second. So we're in the middle right now of a drilling program for water on our Laguna Verde concession. We expect that drilling program to be completed within the next month, and we hope that we'll be able to come back to investors with good news regarding water. When we look at the preliminary data and past historical exploration holes that were drilled in this area that we're drilling, there was water encountered in previous exploration drill holes, and the geophysics suggests that there's water. So we're hoping that this particular area we're drilling could potentially host enough water that we'd need for this for any of these options that I've just described. And that is a very, very big box that gets ticked off from the risk standpoint. So hopefully we'll be able to have some positive news with regard to that over the next several months.
Thanks, Wendell. Remember, don't construe this as being investment advice. Corey and I are both shareholders of Exeter, and if you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner as their sponsors on this site. Stick around. We'll be back talking politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report in our final two segments. I am chatting right now with Glenn Downs. I'm devoting two segments to this because I think a very important event occurred last Tuesday, and Glenn was right in the middle of it, being the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones, who, quite frankly, the Republican establishment went after and went after with a vengeance, because they felt, in my opinion, that the Republicans needed to reposition themselves. The Republican establishment spent 2 weeks prior to the election, they spent $1 million trying to unseat Congressman Jones. I find that to be very interesting, Glenn, because he's a pretty popular guy, and he's pretty conservative.
Well, that's right, Al. Thanks again for having me back. And it is it's an interesting story in and of itself, but it's a even more interesting story when you think about it in the context of a larger battle going on about what direction the country is going to take, and frankly, what direction the Republican Party is going to take. Walter Jones has got a real big streak of Ron Paul libertarianism in him, and along with a big streak of conservatism. So he won't go along with raising the debt ceiling, won't go along with foreign aid, won't go along with a lot of the bad trade deals and backroom deals that get made around here. And there's, while the Walter Joneses of the world are a minority in the Republican conference, it's getting to be a big enough minority that the Republican leadership is having a very, very difficult time getting to the 218 votes on any particular big legislative initiatives. That's one reason why you see so little being done around here right now, because you can't get to 218 votes with the Republicans, and the Democrats won't give you a few votes to put you over the top unless you just completely capitulate on things. So it's a turned into an old Mexican standoff, and there's a larger story here being written about their Republican establishment kind of fighting back against the Tea Party groups and the taxpayer groups and the liberty groups. So a lot of resources from Wall Street and Washington, D.C. and the hedge fund world up in Darien, Connecticut have been trained on particular races trying to, quote-unquote, take back the party from these upstart radicals out there trying to promote the Constitution and that sort of thing. So the race against Jones turned into a proxy war, I think, relative to that. You've got their Wall Street Journal had a poll last week which talked about the American people writ large being more less interventionist, more desirous of taking care of business here at home, less overseas. And that is a drift that's a drift, quote unquote, that's happening in the Republican Party as well. And the neoconservatives in particular find that very troubling because they want very activist overseas, very muscular foreign interventions and, you know, wars and wherever they think the United States, quote unquote, vital interests are at stake. And of course, they think the U.S. vital interest is at stake pretty much everywhere. So, that's why you saw, for example, a super PAC, that is controlled to a large extent by Mr. Bill Kristol called the Emergency Committee for Israel come in and spend over $300,000, with some pretty nasty negative ads against Congressman Jones, and another outfit called the Ending Spending Now Action Committee government has spent in excess of $700,000, again with some pretty nasty negative mail, TV, etc. And those are just a couple of outside groups. And then there's all kinds of Washington money that got funneled directly through the principal opponent's campaign, all in an attempt to take out Walter Jones as part of an effort to stop this Ron Paul-like adrift, quote-unquote, in the Republican Party.
I want to ask you a question. I want you to elaborate a little bit, if you would, on why the folks with significant interest in Israel, why did they spend all of that money on trying to unseat the congressman? I mean, I find that to be rather interesting because, you know, Israel touts itself as being the only democracy in the Middle East. Israel touts itself on fair play, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, what the hell was that all about?
Well, I think, as I indicated before, in part it didn't have anything to do with Israel. In part it had to do with the whole notion of this neoconservative agenda, which is very much in favor of all these quote-unquote kinetic actions in places like Libya and Syria. And so it was more that kind of a foreign policy thinking. It was done under the cover of, to a large extent, this thing called the Emergency Committee for Israel. But then also, this does come to, there were some Israel-related issues at stake here. One is that the Congressman Jones won't vote for foreign aid bills, for example, and Israel gets a lot of foreign aid. Now, he's not specifically picking, you know, say, well, I'm going to vote for foreign aid for everybody else, but not for Israel. He doesn't want to send foreign aid to anyone, including Israel. Well, that's sort of a problem for them. And then also, they are very desirous. There are elements that are very desirous of a really, really big stick being used on Iran, for example, and getting involved in all kinds of wars and effort in the Middle East in order to, in their view, protect Israel's interests. I'm not sure that they're doing Israel as many favors as they might think they're doing. But it was, again, I guess I think that there was it wasn't like we don't spend a lot of time in our office. We don't do a lot of foreign, you know, it's committee assignments. Walter Jones is involved with the Armed Services Committee, but we're not dealing on a day in, day out business or basis around here with Israel one way or the other. But I think that the concern that those guys probably have is that if you start having more elected officials say we need to take care of business at home, whatever, versus business overseas, that means that you're not going to have the United States doing what the neocons would like relative to Israel or anybody else. So that's part of the proxy war, I think, that's going on here in the country and within the Republican Party.
I think it's a very, very important issue, and I think the reason that it's a very important issue is that if the Republicans get behind this movement, for lack of better terms, to reposition themselves in the direction that I think they want to reposition themselves, you're going to see a major change philosophically, I believe, in the United States. And I think that 53-some-odd percent of the people who are really pushing for that major change is I think, quite frankly, I think that that would be a real feather in their cap. I don't happen to agree with them. I happen to be exactly on the same side that you're on, that Dr. Paul is on, et cetera, et cetera. And what I find to be interesting about that, Glenn, is I'm finding myself to be more and more in the minority. And I want to chat about that a little bit in the final segment with you, but the way I'm finding myself to be more and more in the minority is I've got a couple of fairly close friends up here who are retired physicians, and they are very conservative. They have absolutely no use for the current administration. They have told me on more than one occasion that they feel that the president doesn't tell the truth. They feel that, and just nothing positive to say about the man. Now, having said that, when I bring up the question, and Wednesday night we were having dinner with a couple that falls into that category, absolutely staunch Republicans, they claim. And my comment to them was, well, I pretty much support a guy like Walter Jones, and the reason I pretty much support Congressman Jones, even though I can't vote for him living in Washington State, is purely and simply because I don't believe America should be the policeman of the world. I think that that's wrong. When we get back into this this next segment after the commercial break, I'm going to tell you what their rationale is. One guy is an Annapolis graduate. Another guy is, the two others are physicians. And they violently disagree with me. And I'll tell you why, and then I'd like to hear your response. Stick around.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with Glenn Downs. We're talking politics right now. As I mentioned during the last segment, Glenn, most of my conservative friends up here, anyway, are violently opposed to cutting off foreign aid. They are violently opposed to, they're violently, in favor of the United States getting involved in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, etc. I completely disagree with them. How about you?
Well, obviously, I would be closer to your point of view than theirs. But I think, you know, one of the difficult things for all of us to do is to see ourselves the way other people see us. And I think it's very difficult for countries to see themselves as other people around the world see them. And I think you reach a point with all this intervention overseas where you begin to do more harm than good. Even if people are countries are well-intended, and let's assume for the sake of this discussion that the United States is always and at all times well-intended as it sends troops, money, material, blood, and treasure around the world, you reach a diminishing marginal return, and then you go into negative returns. The second thing, though, that is just indisputable is that we're broke. All this foreign aid on the margins that we're giving away, foreign aid writ large, whether it's a check or whether it is deployment of troops or whether it's some sort of a trade preference, just add it all up. We are a country that is awash in debt, and it's just insane to, like, take Afghanistan, for example. We're borrowing money from the Chinese to fund troop deployment in Afghanistan, part of which was used to guard a mining operation in Afghanistan run by the Chinese. So we've got Chinese doing mineral extraction in Afghanistan, funded by them, and then they lend us the money to guard them to protect them from the Islamist forces over there. It's insane. And you see, that's one anecdote, but there's story after story like that. But I think a lot of people, in our minds, we like to think of ourselves as the way the United States was in the immediate aftermath of World War II, and we were the great manufacturing power around the world. We were the country who sent petroleum to Great Britain to keep them mechanized and moving during World War II. And we're now obviously a debtor nation. There's manufacturing here for sure, but we're certainly no longer the world's manufacturing superpower by any means. There's this whole fracking thing going on with oil, and it's certainly producing more oil. But even under the wildest scenarios, the most wildly optimistic scenarios put forth by people who are in favor of this, we will still be importing petroleum. We export finished goods, but in terms of the raw stock, we still won't be self-sufficient under the most. So we need to take care of. We are in big trouble. We are in big trouble here in this country as our actuarial promises begin to catch up with the cash flow, and we've got to deal with that reality. But people don't want to, because that's very unpleasant to think about, and it's more pleasant to think of the United States as it was, you know, 1952 when Eisenhower was president, and we were whatever we were then. But financially, you know, we've got big problems in this country, and we need to take care of that before those problems just swamp us.
Well, I got to tell you, you're aware of that. I'm aware of that. Virtually all of the guests on our program are aware of that. The problem, I think, in terms of the finances, of the financial condition, I guess I should say, in the United States is real simple. It's just like families oftentimes, I mean, it's very definitely the exception in the United States of a family that is truly fiscally conservative. You know, whenever there's free money, people are going to take advantage of it. And the government has the ultimate ability to get free money. All they have to do is, you know, print money, borrow money, et cetera, et cetera. And the spigot is only going to stop when it's simply because of fundamental reasons must stop. Now, spending that money that we don't have on, for example, protecting Chinese interests, and I'm a mining guy, but protecting Chinese interests in Afghanistan, borrowing the money from China to do that, going into Iraq because, you know, as Congressman Paul said, we didn't want our oil supply to be jeopardized. I mean, all of that is absolutely ridiculous. There are other ways to solve problems like oil supply being jeopardized. I mean, the United States, not the United States, but the countries of the Middle East have truly become, and this includes Israel and the other countries over there, have truly become the tail wagging the dog, Glenn.
Well, it's something. You know, we have, to use your analogy about the people being fiscally conservative, the countries are almost like a guy that, you know, walks into the bar and sits down trying to tote his bills up, and he realizes, well, you know, I'm my credit cards are maxed out. I've got these kids that are getting ready to go to college, and I've promised them I'd pay for college, but I have not money for that. I've got parents that need to go into a nursing home, and I've promised them I'd pay for that, but I don't have money for that. And then so you look around and you go, well, let me just buy everybody here in the bar around, let me borrow some more money and buy everybody a round of drinks. That's kind of what our foreign aid, foreign policy looks like to me. And it's insane. And it's insane based on mathematics, demographics, and compound interest. It's not some, you know, ideological rant of some sort. I mean, what we're talking about here is just indisputable because, again, it's mathematics, demographics, and compound interest. That's not a political discussion. That's just what you do about it might be a political discussion, but that's just reality. And we're having a hard time getting people to even accept the reality. And I think the conversations your physician friend's position is one, with all due respect to them, of a position of people who have yet to accept the reality of their country's financial position.
Well, I think that's only part of it. Admittedly, that is a part, and it's a very important part. But again, by the same token, you know, there is a difference between right and wrong. I don't want to dwell on this right now because I want to get back to the election that took place last Tuesday. But the issue is right and wrong. What right do we have to go into a sovereign nation and tell them how they should handle their affairs. I mean, it's interesting. Former President Bush said, you know, we're here to show people the right way. We're here to show people what democracy is all about. Well, you know, I happen to be a fairly religious guy, and I know that you are too. But again, by the same token, you know, the people who stand on street corners pounding their Bibles, more often than not, are going to turn people off as opposed to turn people on, which is what they're trying to do. I want to get back to that election. I sense that at least, thank God, in North Carolina, cooler heads prevailed with the reelection of Congressman Jones. Comments?
Well, I think that there's a lot of truth to that, and because Jones was outspent pretty dramatically down the stretch, and so despite that, people, thoughtful primary voters, took the time to recognize the difference between Washington D.C. and Wall Street generated noise, and a person who had 20 years of proven record of service. And we have to hope that that kind of thing continues around the corner, a country rather, as we try to get people to really get a hold of the reality that we're facing here.
Well, here's the million-dollar question. Unfortunately, you only have 30 seconds, but answer it as efficiently as you can. Do you think that trend is going to spread to other parts of the country?
Well, that is the $64,000 question. And again, if it doesn't, we will be facing a crisis of our own making, I think, as mathematical reality overcomes political hope.
Well, I got to tell you, I do agree with that. Listen, you folks out there, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed this program. It's always fun to talk with Glenn. One of the reasons it's fun to talk with him is because from a political standpoint, from the standpoint of a Washington insider who really knows what's going on, it doesn't get any better than Glenn Jones. Glenn's boss, Walter, Glenn Downs, I apologize. Glenn's boss, Walter Jones, is going to be on the show next week. Let's hear what he has to say all about all of this. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.